Good morning. Worldly might is insignificant compared with the power of God's Spirit. This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Zechariah 4, verse 6. Zerubbabel was not to be concerned that his own strength was small. God's Spirit would enable him to finish building the temple. Christ came in the power of the Holy Spirit. This was foretold in the Old Testament. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Isaiah 11, verse 1 and 2. God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with power. The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word, know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee, from the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Acts 10:36-38. Jesus began his ministry in the power of the Spirit. After the Spirit descended on him, and he was tempted for 40 days, then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. Luke 4:14. Jesus was designated Son of God in power according to the Holy Spirit. Paul speaks of the good news God promised beforehand concerning his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Romans 1:3-4. The apostles of Christ also received power from the Holy Spirit. Just before his ascension, Jesus promised them this, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses of me in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth." Acts 1:8. This prophecy and promise is referring to the apostles and not to Christians in general. As is clear from the context in verses 1 through 8, Jesus is speaking to the apostles. The apostles were to receive special power from the Holy Spirit to enable them to serve as powerful witnesses to the resurrection of Christ in all the world and for all times. The power of the Spirit worked through the apostle Paul. He won obedience from the Gentiles through the power of the Holy Spirit. "For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not accomplished through me in word and deed, to make the Gentiles obedient, in mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem I have fully preached the gospel of Christ." Romans 15:18-19. Paul's preaching demonstrated the Spirit and power. "And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." 1 Corinthians 2:4-5. According to 1 Thessalonians 1:5, Paul preached the gospel not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit. Thus we see that the Holy Spirit was the source of the power in the work of the apostles. Christians are aided by the power of the Spirit. They can abound in hope through his power. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. Christians are strengthened with power in the inner man through God's Spirit. "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man." Ephesians 3:14-16. The Christian has received a spirit of power through the Holy Spirit. "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." 2 Timothy 1:7. Thus, worldly might is insignificant compared with the power of God's Spirit. Christ came in the power of the Holy Spirit. The apostles received power from the Spirit to be witnesses to the resurrection of Christ, and Christians receive power through the Holy Spirit. Now let's take a look at the Holy Spirit and prophecy. What is prophecy? Well, the common meaning of the English word, the foretelling of future events, is not the usual meaning of the word in the Bible. to prophesy is to proclaim a message from God while under direct inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit speaks through the prophets. Sometimes a direct quotation was given to the prophet to be repeated. Here are some examples. Then the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah the son of Jehoiada the priest, who stood above the people and said to them, "Thus says God, why do you transgress the commandments of the Lord so that you cannot prosper? Because you have forsaken the Lord, he will also forsake you." 2 Chronicles 24, verse 20. Notice that Zechariah gives a direct quotation of the words of God spoken to the people. They didn't like the message, so they complained to the king. And Zechariah was stoned to death in the temple court. And as we stayed many days, a certain prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. When he had come to us, he took Paul's belt, bound his own hands and feet, and said, "Thus says the Holy Spirit, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles." Acts 21, verse 10 and 11. Agabus gives a direct quotation from the Holy Spirit. More often, however, the prophet himself is the medium through which the Spirit speaks. "Yet for many years you had patience with me, and testified against them by your Spirit and your prophets. Yet they would not listen." Nehemiah 9, verse 30. Men and brethren, this scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. Acts 1, verse 16. Peter says the Holy Spirit spoke by the mouth of David. The quotation comes from Psalm 69, 25 and Psalm 109, verse 8. Messianic prophecies referring to David and to Christ. In both cases, David is speaking. It is not a direct quotation from God or from the Holy Spirit. Yet the Holy Spirit is speaking by the mouth of David. Thus, even when the prophet is speaking himself, it is actually the Holy Spirit speaking through him. See also Acts chapter 4, verse 25 in connection with Psalm 2, verse 1 and 2. The Spirit spoke through the apostles. Jesus gave them these instructions. "But when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak, for it will be given to you in that hour what you should speak. For it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you." Matthew 10, 19 and 20. "But when they arrest you and deliver you up, do not worry beforehand or premeditate what you will speak, but whatever is given you in that hour, speak that, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit." Mark 13, verse 11. It was not the apostles who spoke, but the Holy Spirit was speaking through them. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Revelation 19, verse 10. Prophecy comes from God, not from man. "We also have the prophetic word made more sure, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." 2 Peter 1, 19-21. The words used to impart the message are taught by the Spirit. "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the hearts of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." 1 Corinthians 2, 9-13. Although the Spirit speaks through the prophets, he retains control over his own spirit. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. 1 Corinthians 14, 32. God used the prophet, his person, and his ability as a completely accurate and dependable instrument for the proclamation of his word. This was done in such a way as not to destroy the personality or the independence of the prophet. How this was done or how it is possible, we're not told. Revelations are sometimes made to prophets through dreams and visions. Pharaoh realized that Joseph had been able to interpret his dream through the power of God's Spirit. And Pharaoh said to his servants, "Can we find such a one as this, a man in whom is the Spirit of God?" Genesis 41:38. Ezekiel saw visions of far-off things through the power of the Spirit. Ezekiel 8:3 and Ezekiel 11:24. Nebuchadnezzar realized that Daniel's ability to interpret dreams was given by the Spirit of God. "But at last Daniel came before me. His name is Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God. In him is the Spirit of the Holy God. And I told the dream before him, saying, 'Belteshazzar, chief of the magicians, because I know that the Spirit of the Holy God is in you, and no secret troubles you, explain to me the visions of my dream that I have seen, and its interpretation.'" Daniel 4:8-9. One of the characteristics of the coming Messianic age was to be a widespread ability to see visions and dream dreams through the Spirit. Peter said this was fulfilled on Pentecost, "But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel, 'And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams.'" Acts 2:16-17. Stephen saw a vision in the Spirit just before his death. "But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and said, 'Look, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.'" Acts 7:55-56. John saw visions through the Spirit in Revelation. "Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne." Revelation 4:2. "So he carried me away in the Spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. Revelation 17:3. "And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God." Revelation 21:10. Friends, we must close for now. But next week, we want to look at prophets of God having the Spirit within them and false prophets that claim to have the Spirit. And until next week, may God bless and keep you.